Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Fiction, science fiction, horror, fantasy, crime, LGBT, thriller.
You have now entered the House of Mystery with your hosts, Eric Shapiro, David North Martino, John Copenhaver, and Al Warren.
Heard on KCBA 106.5 FM Los Angeles,
102.3 FM Riverside,
and 1050 AM Palm Springs.
We are actually doing an investigation, a haunted investigation for you, the listeners. Now, we're at two undisclosed locations across the planet. We've already mapped this out, and we are actually connected by magnetic ley lines. And we're going to kind of see if we can actually manipulate each other's environment via this channel. But Julie, you've got a little bit of news for us.
Well, yes, Kevin, because where I am is right at the foot of a Neolithic and Early Bronze Age site where there is a 13th century chapel, literally right above me as we speak. And this is it's absolutely quite a familiar place to this particular area, and it's quite unique. So there's on the slopes and summit, there were once 11 barrows, and there are now only 7, and they're in quite a poor state. But right at the top, you can clearly see the remnants of a huge chapel and a burial chamber. And it's about a 30-foot diameter entrance. I mean, this must have been a huge place in its time. And it was so unique to this area and overlooking the sea. I mean, what a phenomenal place to be able to look out for any attack or anybody kind of coming at you from all angles. It has a panoramic view from the top where the chamber is, and it is so unique. It's covered in large slabs. It's surrounded with a curb of large stones thought to be communal burial places. So we can only imagine just how many people are buried right above me where we stand now. And of course, what you have said is absolutely right. From this point to where you are is a ley line. So we are already connected through that line.
Absolutely. And I am actually sitting in a house so that I can borrow their power. And I am 150 meters from a plantation graveyard that actually right here dates, I believe they said, about 1850. Now, mind you, there are no markers, but the indentations of the collapsed coffins are still there. So,
wow.
I mean, what more could we ask for?
I mean, you kind of feel the atmosphere straight away, don't you? I don't know about you, and I don't want to make suggestion, but of course, but where I am, I'm cold. I am really feeling the temperature go, and we know that is a really good indication of the start of something really quite special when we investigate. So for everybody out there, this is our Halloween special, and we are so keen to find out more about this tradition, aren't we, Kevin? So it's so different from your side of the pond to mine. So tell me about Halloween as you know it in the States.
Well, you know, it's really not very well understood here in the States. They more or less, they kind of see it, you know, okay, it is the winter festival, but I don't really think that it's really gone much beyond children dressing up in costumes and going trick-or-treating. And they're not quite sure why. This is just something fun. Oh, it's a holiday for the kids. You know, and I really personally don't see it evolving much beyond that.
Well, actually, as we're talking, Kevin, for anybody who has watched paranormal programs on television, you will all know that when you're talking, that's when your energy levels are supporting the paranormal world to contact. And some of the things that we are talking about, just as you were talking then, Kevin, I could hear some distortion in the sound. So for those listening, Kevin and I have tested the sound before we went live tonight. And clearly there is some element of interference, so we'll keep a monitor of that as we go through. Back to Halloween. Originally this was a pagan festival, and of course the art of trick-or-treating and dressing up in fancy dress continues in both the US and the UK, although it's very much a quieter festival here and less people dress up. It's definitely catching on, and we can clearly see the links across the sea in terms of just how many shops are selling Halloween costumes and trick-or-treating gadgets. It's fantastic for children. But of course the ancient Romans believed that, and they influenced this development, and it was the festival of Pomona, the goddess of orchards and harvest, was celebrated around the same time, and apples and nuts still have their place in Halloween traditions today. So we can really look back at those kind of old myths and legends and then bring them through to modern day. But of course, importantly, this came from religion, this came from a pagan festival. And of course, subsequently, not far from now, on the 5th of November, we then move from Halloween into Guy Fawkes. So what an amazing time. All Hallows Eve to celebrating the gunpowder plot.
And the purpose for costumes was simply to disguise yourself, because is not Halloween the time when the veil between the living and the dead is apparently the thinnest?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you could scare away those evil spirits that are out there. So, and huge bonfires are lit as well to try and rekindle the diminishing energy of the sun god in the winter. Fascinating origins, isn't it, Halloween?
Absolutely.
But carry on, Kevin.
Oh, no, I'm just checking my meters here to see if there's any rise in the magnetic field. On my location, I have actually set up some gadgets. It's your typical gadgets that we use in investigations. I've got a K2 meter that's handy. One of my favorite tools, the Ovilus, which I will explain later. And I've set up a REM pod. And all these are doing, or all they're for, really, is to measure any kind of a fluctuation in the magnetic field and kind of give us an indication of that.
And I think that's really important, isn't it, Kevin? Because when we're looking at investigation in its truest form, we wouldn't be undertaking this in such a way. We would be having cameras on every angle of where we are. We would be making sure that everything we do is recorded, so that there is absolutely no indication that we are the cause of any noises or distortion, etc. So, or that we are affecting the electromagnetic impulses that change those meter readings. So, I mean, I've noticed it going very chilled here. Here in the UK, it's very cold out at the moment. So one wouldn't normally expect it to be for any place you're in to maintain a temperature for long. However, this is quite cold. I'm now feeling quite chilly.
Yeah, and we are sitting at an even 70 degrees at my location.
Okay.
So we're just kind of listening. Okay, I'm going to test the REM pod so that the listeners will know what they're listening for.
Okay.
This is the sound that the REM pod will make. And that is me manipulating the bubble.
Okay. So how it works is anything that enters or breaks that signal, that noise will go off.
Yes. It sets up a bubble about 2 feet in circumference around it. And anything electromagnetic that breaks that bubble will make that noise. It will set off an alarm. And there are 4 indicators at the top that will give you this signal strength. The theory is this, Julie, that spirits are a form of electromagnetic energy themselves. Yeah. And as they build up strength in order to manipulate the environment or to speak or to communicate in some fashion, they will manipulate that energy. Or they realize that all I've got to do is break that bubble and they will know that I'm here. Then we can go to some other tool, device, or medium to communicate with them.
Okay, so let's just be silent for a moment and see if we can hear, or even our listeners. So if you can hear something while we are talking, please don't hesitate to make contact with us on the House of Mystery emails, the Something Weird Media emails that you can access online, and you know, let us know what it is that you're experiencing alongside us, because quite often, if we can't hear it here, you might pick up on it, and that's really important. So we're just going to be quiet for a moment and just get used to the kind of ambient sound of the locations that we're in. Okay, where I am, where I'm sheltering at this point in time, is in a stone building that was originally a hayloft. And whilst not there now, you know, a few hundred years ago, there was a well, not a couple of metres from the house. And this was a hay barn that has subsequently been turned into a house. And as I said, right at the foot of this burial site, and several artifacts have been recovered from the gardens which would show residential habituation on this site for probably 500 years.
Wow.
And then the burial chambers as well at the top of the hill, which is maybe a 5-10 minute walk from here. It's a pretty special place, Kevin.
It almost makes me think of the Roslyn Chapel, the way you describe it.
Mm. When you get to the top of the hill and you see the size of these remains, you could only imagine what's inside.
Now, are they the carved sarcophagus, like the Knights Templar?
I have no idea. It's completely now underground. So you just see the remnants of the doors, you see the barrow shapes as you go down the hill. It's a fascinating place. And from here you can see across from, well, you can see right the way round the edge of the southwest of England. It is phenomenal. Mm. What an amazing place to have such a chamber.
Now, I have a medium question for you.
Yeah.
And this was sent to us. When you speak with spirits, Julie, how do you do it, or how do they appear to you?
Okay, so inviting conversation from spirit is really quite simple for me. And as soon as... Hang on, I thought I heard something, Kevin. Hang on. There's... I don't know if you can hear it. I'm hearing, like, a noise going above me, but there's nobody above me. It's quite heavy. Okay. And generally that comes to me as a thought process. So a thought comes into my mind and I have to differentiate between my own thoughts and those of spirit, and then I relay the information. If I give the information, if I try and kind of humanize it, if you like, if I try and make sense of it, then I'm putting my own spin on it, and that never works. It's really important that I just give the information that I have directly in my mind to the person I'm reading for.
Because to me, it's almost like sharing a mind with somebody.
Yeah, that's quite a different mediumship style than I have, isn't it, Kevin? How does that feel?
It's difficult to explain, but imagine... Well, it's hard to imagine. If thinking with two minds, and you actually have to separate who is who, because you can get tangled. You can get tangled. So I will be experiencing imagery, thoughts, feelings that are not my own. All I have to do is verbalize it. Because we think in imagery. So that's the easiest way for me to communicate with them.
And it's interesting because many people who are psychics that work with pets will say exactly that. You need to communicate in images to a pet.
Well, that's true, because that's how they think. They see food, you know, they see water. Not getting anything on my devices, which is good. Which is good. I'm also using a K2 meter, which works in much the same way. It just looks for something that is unusual in the environment at close range, and it will give you the strength of that distortion in lights and in numbers. So what's good about it is I know that it's not my temporary setup here that is manipulating the devices. I've already ruled all of that out.
Kevin, have you experienced like a headache or in your temples today?
In the back of my head, I did earlier today.
I'm getting kind of a pain in my temples that stretches to just above my ear.
Okay, is that yours, or is that something that's attempting to communicate with you?
Symptom. So is somebody telling me that this is? This is something that's on your side.
Okay. Do you want to attempt to communicate with it?
I'll see what else comes through. They know they can communicate should they wish to.
Okay. If you'd like, I can turn on the Ovilus.
Yeah.
Okay. Let them communicate through our devices.
So one of the things that we were talking about earlier before we came live on air was the power of suggestion and how we individuals can easily lead others or ourselves into believing something is happening without it actually happening. And that's when you walk into a venue or and it looks a particular way, it can really give us that sense of doom, can't it? So the fact that we are surrounded in various places with those very important burial sites already give us this preconception of graves being creepy, spooky places that people come alive at on Halloween. And so our minds already become more heightened to anything that we experience. And that's a psychological basis. That's not a mediumship or a paranormal investigation basis. That's how our minds work. So when we're investigating in this way, we have to be really careful that we don't leap to conclusion just because we know the environment itself will set us up somewhat in our experiences.
Exactly right, which is why, you know, I myself am a medium, but I also use devices. Other, you know, because it will give me physical validation of what I may be experiencing rather than you just hearing a, and I'm air quoting, a story from Kevin. So I'm going to turn on the Ovilus. For the listeners, what an ovilus is it's not much different than your typical EMF detector, except that it has processors inside. It will send out a pulse to find out what's normal in the environment, like, you know, my computer, my camera, these pile of power cords that I've got over here in the corner. And it knows what's normal. Then, as the electromagnetic field fluctuates, it will assign it a value and pull a word out of a word bank and speak that word. The theory is that the spirit will realize, hey, I can use this to communicate. So I'm going to turn it on. Mm-hmm. The first words that you're going to hear is dictionary mode, and that is not a spirit. That is simply the ovilus telling you what mode it's in. Okay. Yes. Any spirits are welcome to communicate into this device, regardless of what side you're on. If you're at Julie's location or mine. Okay, that's a new word, pirate.
That's really fascinating. The area that I am in is known for pirates.
Really? That's awesome.
Very interesting. And even the local rugby club has the name Pirates.
So this is coming from your side. See, our ley lines are working, Julie. Metal. You said that earlier, Julie. That was something we were talking about earlier. Off air.
And also, the area is known for its tin mines.
And ash.
Ash. It's definitely known for tin mines. I used the word metal before we came on air. And definitely it's known for pirates.
Now, listeners, I give you our word of honor. We are not faking anything with the results or with any of our devices. We are not setting this up. This is real time. This is really happening right now.
Just one other thing. I just mentioned the rugby clubs, which is a big thing in the UK, rugby. And the last rugby match my husband played in was at Ash Rugby Club.
Really?
So really? This, no, absolutely.
See how addictive this is?
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yes. And we lined this up, listeners, so that the ley lines would connect us. And apparently, that tells us a couple of things, Julie, that there's really no distance in spirit. Or do you think that being on these ley lines... It said moment. Do you think that these ley lines are somehow boosting, having a boosting effect?
It certainly seems to be. I mean, you cannot get much clearer than this. What was that, Kevin?
It said bright.
Wow.
Ask her.
Right.
Play date? That's not even in our word bank.
Well, I hope it's not referring to me as your play date.
Okay, I'm getting nothing on the K2, nothing on the REM pod. This is all communication.
Paranormal.
Can you believe? Paranormal something.
Can you repeat that? If you just cause that noise, that word, those noises, can you repeat that? I can feel a draft. I don't know about how you're feeling, Kevin, but I definitely feel something around the lower part of my body, which indicates to me normally a height of somebody.
No, I'm not getting a draft, but I'm in a borrowed breakfast nook facing my little graveyard.
Is there anything else you want to say to us?
Please feel free to speak. Okay, I'm checking the temperature.
The information was coming through, the conversation was coming through as we were talking.
Almost as if it's intentionally attempting to interrupt us in order to get attention.
Yeah.
But when we give it attention, it seems to go quiet. It is 68 degrees. Mirror.
That's mad, because I was just looking. The room that I've accosted for this evening has two mirrors, and they're adjacent to each other. And I thought I saw a light near the one mirror, and I was looking at it. And you know what mirrors are like? Dark, they look much more spooky. But I was looking at it, and the word mirror came through. What were the other words, Kevin?
Okay, it's turn around. It's saying to turn around. And?
No, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm turning around. I can't see anything. I can't see or hear any movement at the moment.
Under her. Metal.
Fish?
I think it said fish.
Let me look. Hang on. I don't think there's anything under here.
See, this is addictive, listeners. Everybody's listening now. What's the next word going to be?
I know, incredible. Especially when we started this conversation.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
And there's, you know, feeling, you know, quite optimistic about where we were. And then all of a sudden, information is being given about different places that we're in. You know, all the information coming across, I'm looking at something and the word comes through. You know, we've got to be thinking, is this spirit communication? What if this was telepathy, where I was able to pick up on, you know, and pass that message to that device? How awesome would that be?
Or if you could send a message to a person.
Absolutely.
Or read a person at this distance. We had talked off air.
Yeah.
About doing another experiment, listeners, where I have stabilized an image. I've taken an image and I have placed it in an envelope, and it's an image that Julie is not familiar with, and I am going to have Julie in amongst the show here attempt to decipher what this image is. This is an old experiment that we actually did in college when I was taking parapsychology. And it's a fairly common experiment. In fact, Julie, didn't Johnny Carson do this?
Yes, yeah. There have been some amazing results, actually, with this. And it is quite hard to do. It's also possible to do through illusion. But, of course, we're just going to have to ask you guys to trust us completely, because there's no way in the world we have shared any of this information. In fact, this whole show, apart from the locations that we are in and the fact that we have joined them deliberately with a ley line, none of it has been planned before this evening. We just knew this was something we wanted you to share with us. What was that, Kevin?
I'm not understanding what it's saying.
Say it again, please.
Heat. Height. Tremor.
Okay. I'm just looking around the room to see if there's any...
Confab something?
I'm waiting to hear if I can, see if I can hear anything at all.
Go tell him. Now, I don't know if that's a message to me or you. Julie, literally, you heard that. It just said cross over.
Yeah.
Gosh, this is exciting. Country. Stomach. That could be referring to me. Friends.
This is almost unnerving, isn't it, Kevin?
Yes.
Because these words are linking us completely. The fact that we're in different countries, the crossing over can mean various things, but definitely could be a crossing of countries. It could be, obviously, have other connotations, but let's not believe that. Friends, there's kind of, maybe that was collaboration or corroboration or something I was trying to say earlier, but obviously I don't want to make that suggestion, but it's all along those lines, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, it almost is talking about our two countries. America, yeah. Britain, friends, country, crossing over. It could be linking our, again, you know, we have to be careful with our illusions, but, it's like the spirit knows exactly what we're doing. And man, I'm goosebumping. I wish I could show you. I am goosebumping right now.
Can you ask out, call out to it, Kevin?
Okay, Spirit, can you give us a little bit more detail? Can you give us a name or tell us where you are? You have nothing to fear. We're not here to harm you. We're not here to chase you away. We're not here to do anything harmful. We simply want to know you.
Was that not you, Kevin?
That was me. I will mark that on the time at 30:54. That was me. If you would like, you can step towards that red circle that I've placed outside. That will simply tell me that you're there. It's not to harm you. Got a spike on the K2. 8 milligauss. There we go. Take that.
Can't believe you just said that. Do it again. If we have to take that, do it again.
Rest. Believe.
Hide out.
Do you know, this is fascinating. Fascinating, because what we're hearing is that what we know about paranormal investigation is that spirit use a lot of energy to go to those meters, to light up lights, to do the things that we ask of them. And yet they're saying, you know, I need to rest and just believe. Why are you questioning me? Believe.
That does. It makes absolute sense. Because it does go quiet for a while. So he's resting, or she's resting. Melody.
How are you?
Now, that's the word carrier. What's one of the frustrating things about the Ovilus is sometimes it says words as they're spelled.
Okay.
Can you please say Julie's name?
Seven.
It could be. Now, that could be a reference to my little girl.
Hang on. My name, pen name is Seren. The name, my pen name is Seren, and Kevin has just asked him to say my name. And that's fascinating.
That is absolutely true. I didn't even think about that. Wow, Julie, this is on your side, but my device is getting it halfway around the world. Chuckle. Did you hear that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Harder.
Oh, believe us, if we weren't both sat in spooky places and really feeling the feeling of Halloween with bangs and the odd creak and noises, and I heard footsteps earlier, we probably would be more relaxed to chuckle. And talking about personal things to us and making references to us as people, it might also feel more comfortable. Because for those people, when you are confronted with something that you're not expecting, that's a surprise. That's it can sometimes still feel kind of spooky.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because of the power of suggestion, the environment you're in, and amazing stuff. And the fact that this information is coming through in such a clear way. So if you can hear me now, and you can hear my voice, which is bridging the gap now between the UK and the US and our various locations, and using the ley lines as a supportive tool to communicate.
Island.
I would like you to say something relevant to Kevin. Say something that he would recognize as being only with Kevin. Something that he has done.
Holy crap. It said my name. You heard that. You were talking, you said, say something that only Kevin, and it said my name, Julie, for real.
Uh-huh.
Ha ha. Julie. Cheers. I'm going to shut up. You got to hear this. Leyline. Julie, I'm not making this up. Understand.
We understand. Thank you. I'm kind of blown away right now. Really cold.
Yeah, I'm goosebumping. Again, let me reassure the listeners, absolutely none of this is set up.
I think
scare.
For the benefits of the listeners, what we must do later on another time is we will do this through Skype, Kevin, and we will post the video on our YouTube channel, because this is fantastic. And if people could see that we are just stood in a sheltered room in order to investigate the surroundings, we had no idea that all of this would be coming actually across the ocean between ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of blown away our format, because we're going to do a few minutes of this, a few minutes of that, and talk about this. But this is addictive. This is fascinating, Julie. This is the best thing. I'm starting to go all Zach Baggins here for a minute.
And it's a bit surreal. So if you can hear me now, I want you to tell me the month that Kevin was born. Now, for the listeners' benefits, I cannot remember this either. So there's nothing I cannot influence this. So the month that Kevin was born, please tell us the month that he was born. When does he celebrate his day of birth? Well, tell us something about Kevin. What's his religious views? How many children does Kevin have? Tell us something personal about Kevin that we might not have that information kind of readily available to us.
Not sure what that was. Sounded like work. Nervous.
Is that you wanting to make us nervous?
May. Did it say, it said May.
It sounded like that, yeah.
That's my birthday, May 6th.
Thank you so much.
Was it saying that it was nervous?
I don't know whether it was nervous or it's trying to make us nervous. My back is so cold.
Contact. Yes, you have contact. We're all listening. Yeah.
And I'm really feeling that close on my back, which is usually the sign that spirit is really close to me. But normally if I'm just in a... Is that you touching my back?
Hurry.
Why are we hurrying? What do we need to hurry for? What's your name?
Errol, is it?
What? That was a whole phrase, and I'm not sure what it was.
It sounded like how something, was it? How?
It maybe it was. Rock pebble?
Gray.
Rock pebble, gray.
Contact.
Send.
I have an email. Now I think I'll just both die.
Almost. Almost full.
What's your name?
Can you please give us your name? I don't know what that was.
I think definitely we can.
I got some noises in the other room, but I'm not sure what it is.
That's exactly.
Him. Him who? Who?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I keep hearing little noises as if something's being moved.
Door. Are you at the front door? Ask her. Julie, is something at your door? Interest.
Well, I can't. There's there are three doors in the room that I'm in.
Robert. Ready.
Is that your name?
Is your name Robert?
Robert, is that your name? If I was on night vision cam now, you can see my eyes wide looking at these doors.
I'm actually right next to a kitchen, so the only other door that I would have is the their front door.
Can you knock on Kevin's front door?
Please?
The front door of the house that he is in now.
Got a spike on the K2?
Make a noise.
Oh, make a there noise it is again. With...
Make a noise with Kevin. Bang on something. Knock on the door.
There was a small noise, but I can't validate that it was the front door. Can you tell us where you are? Are you with me or are you with Julie? See, it's
can
resting.
You whistle?
No, ma'am, I did not whistle. Can I whistle?
Well, can the spirit whistle?
Oh.
Can they copy us? If you whistle, Kevin, see if they follow. See
okay.
If they whistle.
Can you do that? It said, nah. Something. This is the most responsive it has been in a long time. What if I do something easy? I'm going to knock on this table. And can you knock? Easy? Okay. Can you do that at either location? Turn around. Okay, I'm turning around.
Me too.
Sound. Friend. Tense. Pound. Smell.
Smell. I'm just trying to work out what that could mean. For all the listeners, the environment here is now chilled. It's so cold in here.
Heard.
Is that you making it cold?
Are you making it cold, Robert? Secret.
Friends don't keep secrets, Robert. Is that your name, Robert? What is your name?
Time's growing short. If you have a message for us, you need to come out with it.
Fascinating.
That is.
Progression of this investigation. This is just crazy.
Well, Robert, I'm going to have to turn this device off if you have any words for us. Was that a knock at your door or my door?
I've got noises above me.
I've got noises behind me, but it's hard to tell with a headset on. Now, granted, my microphone picks up everything, but... Ask, okay?
We're asking. What is your name?
Used?
What is your name?
Suspend?
Please tell us your name. I keep thinking I'm seeing a light in the room. And the room is pitch black. All the lights are out.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn the ovilus off for just a little bit. And we'll address the listeners, and then we'll continue on with this afterwards, Julie.
Absolutely. Wow. I hope everybody out there can really feel what it is that we're experiencing here, this connection where words are so making sense. They're so aligned to our lives. It's quite mad. I mean, how can that be? Just coincidence?
It's beyond coincidence. Everything that it said, like you said, was applicable. Most everything it said was applicable. And I really think this was a great idea to connect ourselves with ley lines. I'm astounded. It was just an idea.
It's just one of those off-the-cuff things, and we said, you know, everybody out there hears us interviewing other people, and maybe it would be really good if they come on a bit of an adventure with us. And we just pull something out of the bag for Halloween for all of our listeners. Within seconds, really, we kind of had all this plan mapped out where we were going to link the ley lines. And that really was our plan. We had nothing more than that, other than a couple of experiments that we could kind of throw into the show to keep you guys interested in what we were doing and the investigation that we were doing. But this has far overtaken anything that we could have planned.
Yes. Yes, it absolutely is. And now, listeners, don't think that we forgot. I still have my image up. And, Julie, what do you think of this idea? After we're done recording the show and after we finish our evidence and going through the evidence, you do a drawing of what you think it is and email it to me, and then we'll post both on the website and see how close you came.
Okay, that's a good idea.
All right. Well, everybody, my goodness, what can we say? This was our first Halloween special, and we'd like to hear what you think. Again, I promise nothing was set up. This was all
nothing
absolutely genuine, and by God, I can't wait to do it again next year.
Well, why wait till next year? There are so many calendars, events, aren't there, that are special to people. And this spirit that was coming through was nothing to do with Halloween, as far as we know. So we can do investigations in many different locations. And as long as we have that adjoining landline, ley lines, it'd be amazing.
Yes. We're going to have to do one without the ley lines. I'm going to have to find a location that's not connective and see if we get the same results. And that will kind of, I don't know, make it empirical, Julie?
Yeah, absolutely. You have to test every situation, don't you? I'm stumbling with my words because I'm still hearing a lot of noises around me.
As am I. I'm getting spikes on the K2, but for now, we must say goodbye to our listeners. So everybody, thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening in to Julie and Kevin's Halloween special.
Thank you so much. And Kevin and I will continue this investigation. We've still got all this activity happening around us. So have a safe Halloween. Have an enjoyable Halloween. And until the next time, sleep tight.
Yes, sleep tight. We'll see you again very, very soon.
To find out more about our show, guests, or to listen to past shows from our archive, please go to www.houseofmysteryradio.com.
Show's over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
You've been listening to the House of Mystery radio show. To find out more about our guests, hosts, or shows, go to www.houseofmystery.com.
Show is over for now.
Was it as good for you as it was for me?
Well, good night.
This has been a production of Something Weird Media.
I'll be back.